Hi, this is Debbie. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast, Deb's Memorable Moments, where you'll hear original short stories that each tell a memory of mine to the best of my recollection. I wrote them all, I read them all, I live them all. Let's get started. My soon-to-be ex-husband goes to see a lawyer and then tells me that he's changed his mind. He will not contribute to my support forever, so I need to come up with a new plan for my future. I called the story, I Can Do This. Here we go. I Can Do This. The boys and I have been home from London for about 15 months now, and my soon-to-be ex-husband is visiting for a few days. He went to see a lawyer this afternoon since the kids are at school, and just called to tell me that he's making some changes to the agreement that my lawyer prepared. I've changed my mind, he says. I'm not going to contribute to your support forever. I'll pay alimony for 5 years. And child support will stop when the kids turn 18. After that, if they want me to pay for something, they can ask me. I am shocked by this. He promised me so much more when we were in London. I immediately call my lawyer and tell her the update. She answers me. The law only requires child support through the age of 18. If he doesn't want to commit to anything beyond that, we can't make him. And the boys will be 13 and 11 in 5 years. A judge will say there's no reason why you can't work full-time. Doing what, though? I ask. I've been home with them for 8 years now, and I didn't make a whole lot of money when I did work. Well, you'll have to do something, she replies. I'll fight it if you want, but you'll lose. So here I am, crying in my mother's kitchen. I have no idea what I'm going to do about this. You are a very strong, smart, capable young woman, my mom says to me. I have no doubt that you'll be able to support yourself. Doing what, though? I ask again. Well, she says, you have 5 years to better yourself and learn a marketable skill. You enjoyed your bookkeeping positions, didn't you? Yes, I answer. Maybe you could consider going back to school to enhance those skills, so you would qualify for a more professional position. I think about this. I'm 35 years old. I don't want to go back to school. I look at her and begin to cry again. She gives me a hug and whispers in my ear, think about it. I go upstairs and hold a cold compress to my face with the hope that it will hide the fact that I've been crying. I need to get home soon. The boys will be getting off the school bus and their dad will be leaving to go back to London immediately after. I take a deep breath and go back downstairs. My mom gives me another hug. It'll work out, she says. When I get home, everyone is there. My ex quickly says goodbye to all of us, and then he is gone. I kneel down and give both my boys a hug. I have never felt so frightened. Coming home with the boys on my own was frightening, but not like this. I know how to be a single mom. I've been living like one since the day my older son was born, but going back to school and then work is a whole different story. Just the thought of it is overwhelming. Somehow, the evening goes by. The kids do their homework, we have dinner, they get ready for bed. After they're asleep, I cry some more. And the next morning, I am done crying. My mom's right. I am a strong, smart, capable young woman. I can do this. I will go back to school. I will show him, my children, and the world that I can take care of myself. Our divorce is final about 6 months later. I enroll in Accounting 101 that summer and take my first steps towards financial independence. I hope you like my story. If so, please share with family and friends. Give me a good rating or review and subscribe. New stories are coming out each week on Fridays. Next week's story is called 3 Days Late. My ex is working on a project in the States for 2 weeks and asks if he can take the kids to dinner Friday night. I agree to this, but he doesn't show up until Monday. Follow me on Instagram at DebsMM61. That's DebsMM as in memorable moments, 61. My husband drew all the pictures. The link is in the general podcast description. Learn more about me and how the stories are organized at my website, DebsMM61.com. You can also see my husband's drawings there, along with a way to support my podcast and help spread the word by using a mug, a canvas shopping bag, or another item with my logo on it. Before I go, I want to thank my entire family and all my friends for being so supportive during this project. Specifically, though, my husband for drawing all the pictures for my podcast, my children and daughter-in-law for encouraging me to continue writing, even though I'd never done it before, and my younger son for taking the time to teach me how to turn my stories into audio and inspiring me to find the creativity I never knew I had. Story music for I Can Do This is called One Touch by Octasound. I found it at Pixabay. It's superficially edited. The link is in the podcast description. Intro outro music is by Michael Paree Jr. His contact info is at my Instagram account, DebsMM61. His link is at my website, DebsMM61.com. Deb's Memorable Moments is a production of Creative Debbie, LLC.